Good morning, Vikram.
Hi, Stella.
Can you please give us a general explanation of what you do of your Orville retreat weekends?
Yeah. What we are doing is offering theme weekends on different themes for tourists and professionals outside Oroville. We have got together a group of facilitators from Oroville who are already offering many different sessions and therapies. And we have grouped them into certain themes that would be attractive for tourists and guests or people working in the cities. So, for instance, we have a retreat called Body, Mind and Soul, which has many activities like Tai Chi or sound workshop with Aurelio or Vedic math with myself or cooking healthy food with Anandi. Many different activities, and each of them tie up to the theme of the retreat. We have different themes, and we are constantly developing new themes. So, for instance, right now we have a theme on creativity, we have one on dance, we have one on well-being, we have a special theme called One Family for parents and kids alike, in which some activities are especially for children. And some are for parents and children. They all do everything together. They're just basically holiday programs in Oroville where participants get to experience Oroville much more than just looking at, say, the visitor center and leaving, for instance. So these are more of experiential holidays in Oroville, offering workshops and activities and stuff like that.
Who initiated it?
So it was a friend of mine called Martin and myself. We were looking at what we could do to give a more holistic experience of Oroville to tourists. So right now, what we found is many, many tourists come to Oroville. They see the visitor center, they shop, they eat, they visit Mathura Mandir, and they leave. They don't seem to get a feeling for what Oroville has to offer in terms of workshops, in terms of activities, and there's just so much that there is in Oroville. So we made a list of all the facilitators, all the different people offering all the wonderful activities in Oroville, and we tried grouping them in different themes, and that's how we ended up having these different weekends. Yeah, so basically to give people a better experience to Oroville.
Since when are you offering it?
We started in July last year, so we're not even a year old, and we are doing one a month.
All right, I see you have one on creativity, mm-hmm. one family, and what else do you offer?
So there is Dance On, which is a weekend of dance, different forms, around 5-6 kinds of dance. There's a retreat called One Planet, which is mostly about nature and all the activities set in nature, things like walking along the beach or camping in the canyons or learning about food systems. There's one called Move It, which is more to do with movement and energy related activities. There's one called Well-being, which is more holistic and focused on finding a harmony within yourself. And a general one called Body, Mind and Soul.
Which one is the most popular?
Well, it's good you asked that question, because we have found that the One Family retreat is seems to be really successful, because it has activities that both parents and kids can take part in. Some of our other retreats are mostly aimed at adults, but the One Family retreat, it has activities that families can do together as a family. You know, parents and children, they work together or they participate in all these sessions together. And it kind of increases the bond between them. It it seems to be really, it's got pretty good feedback from both the participants and the facilitators.
All right, let's say I had a family and I bring it here to Oroville. Mm-hmm. How does the weekend look like? Let's talk about the One Family project.
Yeah, so what happens in One Family, all our weekends, is that we start on a Friday evening. We all meet for a dinner, sometimes at visitor center, sometimes in one of our other restaurants, where the participants get to meet the facilitators and see who they will be interacting with over the next couple of days. They would be staying in Auroville guest houses like Atithi Griha or Swagatham or wherever they are comfortable in. The actual retreat starts on the Saturday morning with an intro to Auroville, generally speaking, at the visitor center. They watch the movie, the video there. And then we have different workshops scheduled. So, for instance, in one family, there will be a painting session with Tia of New Creation School, followed by, say, theater games with Jeff, and then lunch at Roma's or lunch at New Creation at Tanto's. And then the afternoon, again, would have different activities and sessions. Till we end the night, the evening, with a forest walk with Fabrice. So we have different facilitators coming in. And all the participants, they move around Auroville. So they get to see all the different venues in Auroville. They get to eat at the different restaurants. And Sunday would be the same, but different activities and different facilitators. We normally end with a tea session with Jorge of Vindara. And we end by around 5:30 on Sunday. So that gives people enough time to go back home, say Chennai or Bangalore or wherever they're coming from, and then get ready for the next week.
How's the feedback that you got?
Feedback has been pretty good. People are really happy with all the different skills they learn in these workshops. They tend to relax a lot because they lead very stressful lives in cities, and here they completely immerse themselves into the Auroville way of life. They are eating vegetarian food, so it improves their health. And we have had families who have come back for repeat weekends. So that is great on the participant side. And even on the facilitator side, we have got very good feedback because this gives an additional source of income for the facilitators. And we end up promoting the facilitators apart than what they are doing by themselves. So say, for instance, life coaching with Vani. She has her own practice, but then through Auroville Retreat, she ends up increasing her reach. So facilitators have also been very happy, and we constantly get requests for new sessions from facilitators to be part of Auroville Retreat.
So it runs quite well.
It has been running quite well, but we are facing some challenges. One is it seems to be seasonal. With the summers getting hotter by the year, it seems to be getting a little more difficult to get participants during the summer months of April, May, June. The other is finding venues where we can have these sessions. Because right now, we have all our retreats over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But Sunday, it's very difficult to find a venue. Venues like, say, Arca or Verite, they tend to take Sundays off. So one of our challenges is finding the right venue which has the atmosphere of Auroville. We don't want to have the venue in Pondy, for instance. We want to make use of Auroville. Something quiet, something green, something conducive for these sessions. So that's a challenge.
How does my accommodation look like?
Yeah, so we give participants a wide range of options. So they can stay at Atithi Griha, they can stay at Afsana's, they can stay at Swagatham. We give them a full list of all the guest houses available in Auroville. We give them the telephone numbers, the contact details of the guest houses, and the room tariffs. And participants generally book accommodation by themselves.
So it's not included in the price?
No, right now we have not included it in the price, but we are considering making it a package where you get travel, including pickup from Chennai. You have all the workshops, all the sessions, plus accommodation. Right now the price includes everything except accommodation. So you have food, you have all the workshops, you have facilitation fees, and you also have transport within Auroville currently.
So how much is a weekend?
Right now it's 6,500.
For each, it doesn't matter which one.
Yeah. It's the same price per participant for all our retreats. So that's a price for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Food, transport, workshops, taxes, logistics.
It is very touristic, no? And a bit commercial.
Yeah, it is touristic. We are targeting tourists from outside Auroville. We want to give a different experience to Auroville, rather than the... Right now, if I were to speak to someone, say, in Bangalore, the impression they have about Auroville is, one, it's associated with the ashram. Two, it is part of Pondicherry. Three, it's a campus. So these are misconceptions that people have outside. Nobody seems to have associated, or many don't seem to have to associate Auroville with the ideals of Auroville, of human unity, of evolution of consciousness. Or to put it more simply, of the vast kinds of workshops you can do here, personality development, personal growth. And this is where Auroville Retreat comes in, where it takes you on a path of personal development, where you learn new skills. So it is touristic in that we are targeting visitors from outside Auroville to come inside and to experience Auroville in a different way. But it's more than tourism, because it's workshops and activities and somewhere educational. There's some learning involved in your holiday.
How do I register?
Yeah, so right now we do registration over telephone and email. We are setting up our website, AurovilleRetreat.org, where we will have an online registration platform. So you can even pay online, which currently we don't have. It's being set up. But otherwise, it's all over, personal contact, email, telephone, word of mouth.
If I have no clue which project to choose, which one would you recommend for a general introduction to Auroville?
So we have three specialized retreats and three general retreats that cover a wide range of activities. So the general ones that we would suggest are well-being, body, mind and soul, or one family.
Mm-hmm.
These would cater to people of any walk of life, any profession, any background, any age. The others are more focused, which are dance on. So this is more to do with different forms of dance from different regions of the world. Someone who would like to dance. The second is move it, which is mainly body related. So it has all body related activities, like you have walks and capoeira, you have treks, you have awareness to the body, you have surfing, beach surfing. So this is more sportive and more energy related. And the third, which is quite specialized, is One Planet, which is focused more at nature and workshops being held in nature with some aspect of nature involved. So the good ones for something very general are well-being, body, mind and soul, or one family.
If I join in one of your retreat weekends, mm-hmm. is it just me, or will I go into a group?
Yeah, so this will be groups. So right now we are having groups of 10 to 15. We are considering having smaller groups, and we can definitely take on larger groups. So if it's an individual, or if it's a couple, for instance, then you plug into our existing retreats. But if you are a group, then we can customize the retreat for you. Say you don't want to have it on the weekend, you want to have it during the week, great, we can do that. Or you want to have different combination of activities, we can organize that for you, for groups of, say, 8 or more.
And have you yourself joined one of those weekends?
Yeah, I am part of all these weekends. So I take the participants from venue to venue, from session to session, and I sit in with them for each of these sessions.
Let's talk a bit about you. You mm-hmm. are Aurovillian?
Yeah.
Since when?
So I came to Auroville in 2003, and I became Aurovillian, I think, in 2005 something. So I've been here for 8-9 years now.
How come you ended up in offering Auroville weekends?
Good question. I'm trying to think back to the time when we started this. Auroville Consulting set up a portal on educational programs in Auroville, and it's called edu.auroville.org. And I think as part of that, we came across so many facilitators who had so many things to offer, but they did not have the means to offer it to people outside Auroville. And that is when it struck us that maybe we could do something that would benefit Auroville, benefit facilitators, and attract tourists and guests from outside Auroville. I think that's how we came up with this whole idea of Auroville Retreat.
Have you ever had anyone complaining about the weekends?
Well, yeah. So there have been cases where one or two have not been particularly happy or impressed with a certain session. But we've got very constructive feedback, and we are constantly trying to improve our offering based on this feedback. Sometimes they felt it's a little slow, or sometimes they felt it should be longer. So, yeah, part of the game.
All right. Anything else you want to add? Anything you want the listeners to know?
Yeah, I think this is a great way for someone to experience Auroville. So I think you should visit our website and take a look at what's on offer. We have retreats planned till October this year. And we are coming up with new retreats. One's called Soul Food, only on food and cooking and different cuisines and learning different food systems. And we're also looking for suggestions for new retreats. So if anyone has a suggestion, great.
Thank you very much, Vikram.
Thanks, Stella.